In West Los Angeles is a sprawling campus of aged tan and brown buildings among giant eucalyptus trees. It's the Veterans Affairs Center, where each month about 600 emotionally wounded veterans from four wars get counseling for post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Gloria Hillard reports that, especially for those from the first Persian Gulf War, these past weeks have been very difficult.
On the second floor of Building 256 of the Veterans Affairs Center, the walls are lined with nature prints. A hand-painted mural with a lighthouse says, "Welcome home." 12 years and thousands of miles from the first Gulf War, former Army Specialist Lee Okerlund is in another kind of battle, what they call on the PTSD floor, the war within.
I try to make sure that I look like I'm perfectly okay. Nothing's wrong with me. I do not want to be labeled as crazy.
See him in a Los Angeles coffee shop and you might guess actor. He's a tall, confident-looking man with blue eyes. But when he talks about his war experiences, deep breaths punctuate his conversation.
When I got back, I was angry. A lot of anger. I didn't know what it was. But it was just changed. There was something in me. Something in me changed.
That's something Jim Dwyer has heard countless times. Dwyer runs the Veterans Affairs Treatment Program for Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. A Vietnam veteran and licensed social worker, he has helped hundreds of combat veterans with traumatic memories he describes as frozen in time. And when those memories begin to thaw, Dwyer says, is when his job begins. He tells all the men who come here.
They're in the right place, you're with the right people, and we're going to help you tell your story.
Michael Wheeler was 24 with the Army's 1st Cavalry Division in the Persian Gulf War. He still wears a buzz cut. Wheeler's 36 now, divorced with kids. He first came to the PTSD program 4 months ago.
I was having thoughts of suicide. Couldn't handle life much more. Thought I was going crazy. But I have constant flashbacks, nightmares of all the people we killed, dead, burnt bodies.
Those images may never go away, Jim Dwyer says, but with time and therapy, healing can begin.
It goes from a horrendous, problematic, devastating memory to maybe a very bad memory, but a bad memory that they can still live with.
But for many here, those memories became harder to live with in the days leading up to and during the war in Iraq. For Michael Wheeler, the images and sounds from the television were all too familiar.
Since it's happened, all of my nightmares have gotten worse. My knuckles are scratched up from punching the walls in my sleep. I walk back and forth to the gym walking in circles because there's something behind every tree.
Michael Wheeler says lately he's been doing a lot of praying, and some of those prayers are for himself, to be able, in his words, to fit in again.
That's what I hope. I pray for it every day. I want my life back. This PTSD, I mean, some people might think it's a joke. It ain't no joke. I'm not a weak man. And it's hard. It's very hard.
Hard for a soldier to admit he's fighting the battle of his life. It just wasn't a conflict he was prepared for. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard in Los Angeles.